This is Ozarks at Large. Fast fashion is the rapid production of inexpensive clothing by mass market retailers. But some companies, like Fayetteville-based Lives In Designs, are slowing down and focusing on sustainability. Derived from a Swedish word that roughly translates to an enjoyer of life, Lives In creates versatile, well-made clothing for people who value experiences more than stuff. The less-than-two-year-old company has sold products like a fleece jacket and canvas pants to customers in more than 30 countries. Lives In is in the final days of a Kickstarter campaign to support production of a new version of its Flex canvas pants. And last week, founder and CEO Andrew Gibbs Dabney came to Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the fundraising effort and about his company. He says the idea for Lives In stemmed from a desire to have less.
So it really came out of a long-term effort to simplify the things that I own and then make sure that what is around me every day are things that facilitate the kind of life that I want to live. So, you know, as someone who's been, you know, growing up in Arkansas as an outdoorsman basically my whole life, I grew up camping, hiking, backpacking, still do mountain bike, float, all those things, you accumulate a lot of gear over time. And I feel like people in general just accumulate a lot of stuff if you don't watch out, right? So you end up with just closets full of clothing, closets full of gear, closets full of just stuff, right? So I went through a long process of slimming down those things, making a lot of decisions on what to keep, and really we came up with this, or really what dawned on me was what mattered, right? And what are the things that I own that facilitate the kind of life that I want to live? And that's what I kept. And that actually kind of ties back to Livesin's, one of our taglines is keep what matters. So through that, I also have was working in the apparel industry for years through another local company, Fayetteville. And through that, you acquire a lot of T-shirts, right? So when I was going through my things and realizing how much clothing I had, deciding what to keep, realized there was holes. And as someone in the industry, I was also somewhat frustrated with a lot of brands and companies coming out saying they were high quality and durable. And they really weren't, right? They market that way online. They do this, you buy it, and it's just the same old pair of pants from anywhere you've ever bought. And so I thought that we could do it better. And having a passion in product design and apparel design specifically, I sketched those items and briefed them out and decided these are the features and created products that didn't exist in the market in the form of which I was looking for it. For example, like our pants, they're slim fit and durable and tough and stretchy and the things that you can do. I couldn't find a pair of pants that actually looked good that I would really wear outdoors or doing hard work or wear every day. And I couldn't find a pair of pants that I would want to wear outside and do things in that actually looked good, right? So we wanted to – I came at it from this idea of not creating things that already exist and creating things as durable and high quality and sustainable as you possibly can.
So how did you do that with these pants? These pants are in front of me right now, and they feel durable. They are kind of stretchy. What are they made of? I assume they are also kind of waterproof, water-resistant.
They are by nature of a treatment. So to start with what they're made out of, they're organic cotton, mm-hmm. mostly, with a minority content of recycled polyester and then 2% spandex, which gives it that range of motion, that flexibility. So that right about 40% polyester makes it dry a little quicker than 100% cotton. And then we have a C6 DWR, which is a durable water repellent finish on the outside, which will actually shed water and promote the water kind of beading up and rolling off as opposed to absorbing into the fabric. But, you know, to answer that question about how we designed those pants based on, you know, to do what I was talking about, to be durable and versatile and sustainable, it's coming at it with a set of principles. Our clothing needs to not hold you back in a range of motion, right? Your clothing shouldn't restrict what you do. So we come at it saying we're going to need some stretch in these pants. We're going to build in articulation at the knees so they're pre-bent. They're going to have a gusseted crotch for freedom of motion there with the fabric actually sewn opposite directions of the legs so that it promotes the stretch in the way in which it needs to stretch. And then we say we want to do as little harm as possible in creating these, so we try to source it, one, durable, because that's a core belief that if something that you own is durable and you keep it and you take care of it, that's the most sustainable way to consume, buy, or own anything, really, and to make any piece of clothing, whether it's sustainable materials or not, it takes a lot of energy to create, right? So if we're going to create something at all, we're going to create it to be durable. And so with that, like, you know, every common failure point, so where the pockets tend to rip or little holes happen on the back pockets where it, you know, starts to wear out, all those places are reinforced on these pants The seams are true flat felt seams, which are the strongest construction you can make. The zipper is a reverse coil YKK zipper, very, very durable. And then as durable as we can make, the small things. Like my goal, my ultimate goal with these pants, which may sound weird, is that they just fall apart. The fabric just shreds before anything else just breaks, right? Because you've worn them that much. And then the other thing is on the versatility side, it comes from silhouette first. So we chose a slim fit that follows your body lines, so you're not getting too far out to any particular style trend. You know, they're very timeless. And then things that you can, it needs to, you know, when we put all these different outdoor features, the zipper back pockets and things like that, we don't call attention to them. So those zippers on the back pocket are hidden. The whole leg rolls up. You can see with a strap with the 3M reflective taping on it that comes out and buttons into a button on the outside. But we don't call attention to that. The button on the outside is color matched.
Okay.
And it's very subtle because we're not trying to do that outdoor industry flashy thing where everything's lime green offset color that shows off that you're wearing technical gear, right? We want to wear it every day.
Uh-huh.
And that gets back to another one of our principles, right? That if you have this versatile wardrobe that you can wear to work, you can wear to play, and you can wear to your daily life, then you don't need to own as many clothing. You don't need to buy as much stuff. And therefore, hopefully over time with this kind of buying pattern and this trend that it is happening worldwide towards, you know, this kind of buying pattern, less clothing needs to be made. And the apparel industry, which is one of the world's biggest polluting industries, can have less of an impact over time.
So how does that work? You're selling a product. You obviously want people to buy it. But you're designing it so people don't buy a lot or don't keep coming back. We talk so much about fast fashion where you make these things cheaply or fashion changes so quickly that, you know, you go, you buy this $5 shirt and next season you buy another $5 shirt. Like this seems very counterintuitive to
right.
What's happening. It seems very beneficial from a sustainability standpoint, but as an entrepreneur, how does that work for you?
So I think that if we make products that are built to last and we, you know, gratify our customers and delight them with something that is built that way, when we release our next products that are not, you know, we don't want them to say, hey, we don't want you to buy a pair of pants every 6 months because they break. We would like you to potentially buy our button-down shirt because you know that we build our pants to that standard, right? That you'll trust that we take that those production principles, those values to the next product we make, and you'll have a high degree of confidence to buy again. That being said, we also go a step further on that durability thing and offer a lifetime repair and replacement program for our pants. So it's an at-cost program where, say, you rip a hole in the knee because you're climbing a fence or doing whatever you're doing. We don't want those pants to go into the landfill. You send it back to us, and at the same cost it costs us to get it fixed, we'll fix it for you, send it back. And we actually had this program we're looking to jump off where you sew in a little recycled symbol that says, like a little badge of honor somewhere on the pants, says you chose to get these repaired instead of throwing them in the landfill. And that also brings people from a business perspective, not all, you know, everything has to have both sides. It brings people back to us, right? We get to have another conversation with our customer, find out what they liked about the pants. We also get to see what's happening, right? So this version 2 that's on Kickstarter right now is a whole collection of small changes and refinements based on user feedback from version 1. So when we have that sort of direct connection with our customers and they feel comfortable emailing us saying, this is how it fits, this is how I wish it would fit, this is a gripe I have about this feature or this broke and we need it fixed, which hasn't happened really that much. It's happened twice and it's been buttons and we fixed it. We get to hear about that and we can make version 2 even better.
What's next? What are your long-term plans?
We're looking to stick around and be a company that's known for building very durable, very high-quality, sustainable outdoor products. You know, we want to be up there with your Patagonias in the same breath. This is long-term, right? Down the line. More near, we are developing our Flex Canvas shorts. So we have pants and a jacket, right? We need something for the rest of the year, for the hotter months. And we're in a place where it does tend to get a little warm in the summer. So we're doing our Flex Canvas shorts. We're probably going to do a recycled polyester more swim trunk as well along with that. So we've got this awesome, I won't go into the technical specs, but it's a recycled polyester, really great fabric that we sourced and we want to use it. And then we would like to do a women's fit on our Flex Canvas pants because it's a men's fit. I think that there's a big opportunity, especially in outdoor and work-related pants, for women's fit because and I think that the clothing made for women, especially for outdoors and workwear, is subpar for what it can be. And I think that we could take this and create it into a good fit and make a durable pant with real pockets that fits the way that it should for a woman and have some success with that. So we're focused on those, that summer line and a women's fit right now.
Thank you so much for your time and congratulations on your next project.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Andrew Gibbs Dabney, founder and CEO of Lives In Designs. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. Although the company has raised nearly $101,000, well more than its initial $10,000 goal, its Kickstarter campaign will remain open until Friday. More than 750 people have contributed through this morning. More information about the company and its fundraising effort is available at livesindesigns.com.